Yay! Don't get excited. This is about skincare. I have not really been doing self-care. But I thought I would do it. And I thought I would talk why I do it because, I don't know, one thing, I hate these glasses. I had an incident earlier in bed. I flicked my head because I was listening to music. Glasses went off my face. I don't know where they are. This is one of many spare pairs I have, and I hate these. I hate these so much. I look like a newsreader from the 80s, which wouldn't be bad. But yeah, I've been doing skincare, so it ain't great. Also, my blonde is showing, so I don't like it. Right. One, wash our face. Also, I'm being faced with what I consider a nightmare. I have certain things in my life which are unusual torments. And this is a torment that just fucks me off so much. And this torment is how a blind man washes his hands. Oh my God, it's so bad. It's just very splashy and ineffectual. It's fine. But before I can actually do anything, we have to do some cleaning. And also, it's the splash zone. You know when you go on one of those rides, like the log flume? Oh God, this cleaner has formic acid. I shouldn't be breathing this in. Oh wow, that's really strong. It's literally just acid. Ah, this is why it's on the non-blind side of the cleaning pile. I have a pedestal with cleaning products on. And on the left, no touchy if you're blind. And if you're blind, well, I'm not blind, so I shouldn't have used it. But wow. I have a slight bad habit of breathing in cleaning fumes. My favourite trick is mixing chlorine gas and breathing it in. My lungs should be so fucked. Okay, yeah, that's all. The problem with this torment is it's very splashy. And the splash zone, yes, the splash zone. I don't have anything around the sink anymore, because it just decimates any product. So, you didn't care about that, but I just thought I would do that and clean it. First thing we need to do is wash our fucking face. How to do that? We should do a double cleanse. Words, so difficult. A double cleanse is using an oil or balm product to help break down those oily shits on your face. Yes, because someone's taken an oily shit on your face. So, lovely. But no, the idea is, so your skin is made up of, don't take any advice from what I'm saying. I'm done. So, there are two main factors for dry skin. There's hydration and then there's oil. Your skin can be super oily but dehydrated, or really hydrated and not oily enough. I have oily skin, but it's so dehydrated because I don't drink water because I'm an idiot. But a double cleanse, just so oil breaks down oil, and then you need to drink water because you can't talk anymore. Great. I have bottles of water everywhere, trying to encourage myself to drink water. It's going so great. So yeah. Normally I would only really do a double cleanse if I've been wearing makeup, but the situation is that I haven't been doing skincare for 10 days. Also, so while I have been washing my face in the shower, yeah. At the end of the day, you definitely should do a double cleanse. Just to get rid of everything. Especially if you use micellar water. That's just basically a suspension of oil in water. So it might look like it's cleaning your skin, it's still leaving shit behind. So this will break down all of the oil and meh on my skin. Always remember your neck. People won't forget their neck. Actually, go to your, you know, not down to the tits, but you know, anything that shows in the neckline needs to be done. And just massage it in. Some people do like an oil cleanse, a full oil cleanse, and then they'll massage for 10, 15 minutes. Too fucking lazy for that. What I'm using is Japanese or Korean. It's Korean. This is like a balm. So it starts off as a balm. As I put it on my skin, it becomes an oil. And it just, I can feel it's loosening up the debris in my pores. That sounds like I'm filthy. I'm so dirty. Oh my fucking god. I swear I'm not dirty. I shower like twice a day. Fuck. Oh my fucking god. I sound so filthy. Filthy. No, but it just really helps get the gunk out of your pores. Now, there are two ways you can get this off. You can use a hot cloth and scrub it off, or you can use a cleanser, a second cleanser, to get it off. This is not how you're meant to do it. I know people will do it properly. I am not people, I am a Muppet. I use this to break up the oil-based stains. Again, darling, so dirty. And then I use we have a selection, let's be honest. We have a selection of cleansers here. We have one which is Acroporin Booster with hyaluronic acid, betaine, and wheat protein. And then we also have a gentle cleanser with fucking the same acid, bisabolol, whatever, and vitamin B5 and oat extract. I used to be really harsh on my fucking skin. I must scrub this. I must have peel masks. I have oily skin. It must be punished. I now realize that, yes, I have oily skin, but my skin is so oily because it's so dehydrated because I have a habit of not drinking water. So now I shit. First thing before you do skincare, get your hair right your fucking face. That's what I just realized I've got a headband to do exactly that. I'm like an idiot sometimes. Well, I'm an idiot all the time. There we go. Now we look just wonderful. That's amazing. I should have used a facial brush. So I have a facial brush. I have many facial brushes. Soft brush on one side, like a scrubby silicone brush on the other side. If I'm feeling competent, I'll use the scrubby side when I'm using an oil or a balm for the first step, and then I'll switch to the soft brushy side for the second step. First thing to do is add water to your face. Not splashing everywhere, because you're not blind. When you add water to a cleansing balm, it becomes emulsified. It becomes an emulsion. An emulsion of oil suspended in water. It might foam depending on the balm. I don't tend to like cleansing balms that foam. It just strips too much oil out of my skin. You don't want to strip all the oil out of your skin. That's what makes you look old as fuck. So that's why my second cleanse is always a gentle. It's a gentle foaming cleanser on a soft facial cleansing brush. I am not, oh my fuck, that's so cold. The reason I've learned to wet my face beforehand is because it just makes it easier to scrub it down. It's not really a scrub, it's a gentle brushing motion. Never pull down, always use little circles going up. If you pull down, apparently it just wrinkles. I swear, anytime on the internet as a woman, you just get paranoid about looking old. And my stomach is rumbling, I still haven't eaten. So what this is doing is just getting rid of all the stuff that we've dislodged from the pores. Also, when you get cleaning products, not bleach, I mean facial cleaning products, and I'm talking about oil, pore deep, you know, no. Nothing is gonna clean that fucking deep. It's not that simple. If you could clean your pores that easily, spots wouldn't be such a problem. Basically, it's just breaking up the oil. Oil breaks down oil, and to get rid of the oil, you need a second cleanser. Otherwise, that cleanser, that balm, leaves a film, and then you're sleeping on a pillow. And if you don't change your pillow every night, because, well, I don't do that because I'm a lazy bitch, you're grinding your face until yesterday's oil, the day before's oil. So try to go to bed with as clean a face as possible. I mean, unless you're into that. I'm not going to kink shame. I've taken my glasses off and I can't see a single fucking thing, so let's put them back on. I am still lazy. I haven't done skincare in 2 weeks. I said 10 days, it's maybe been a bit longer. I used to, when I washed my face, I didn't take any time. But what I realized and what I learned, when you see these fucking active ingredients in face washes, if you just put that shit on your skin and wash it off, those active ingredients mean jack fucking shit. So you wanna leave it on for a bit. But you don't wanna like attack your skin with harsh scrubbing brushes. And that's why we put water on first, because it just makes it easier. It's not a brush. Dry brushing your skin is great for exfoliation, but this is not exfoliation, this is cleansing. So you want to go as easy as possible. So you put the water on your face first, so it starts foaming on contact, and it's just a much easier glide. It's lube for cleaning your face, basically. God, I have a giant forehead. I don't, it's just that my hair's back from my forehead and I can just see all my forehead. Someone's watching Law & Order. It's currently 1 a.m. and someone's watching Law & Order in my house. Rinse your facial brush well, because again, if you don't, you're putting yesterday's shit on your face. Yeah. Now we're going to rinse the face, which is just my favorite thing in the world. I have waterboarded myself before. Not on purpose. Accidentally. This is difficult for me because I can't see a fucking thing. And when you try and do it like they do in the advert, so you get water in your face, in your hands, and go, that don't work. So, oh, that just went down my top. Oh God, it's so horrid. It's wet, it's water, shocker. Again, don't use too hot water, don't use freezing cold water. Actually, cold water's great for your pores, but it's horrible when you're a fucking whoosh like me. Now, it is at this point, some people use toners. But I am not doing a proper skincare routine because I am a lazy, contrary mess of a person. Also, don't scrub and pull with a towel. Pat. Or, you know, do whatever you want. I don't care. It's your fucking face, mate. Rinse off your glasses. If, like me, you have to wear glasses when you're doing your skincare routine in between stages, rinse them off because you've got crap on them. Also, don't wear your best glasses when you're doing skincare. Okay, and 16 minutes of me washing my fucking face. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. Now, your skin right now should not feel awful. When you use soap, your skin will feel kind of tight. Your skin should not feel tight or taut or stretched. Like Lady Cassandra, it shouldn't feel like that. It should feel like skin. So not good at this. We're not doing a full skincare routine, by the way, because half my shit's in my bedroom. We're just gonna do whatever I've got in here. So we've got serums. Yay. What's a serum? Google it. Not Google. We've got something from Spain, which has ceramides and hyaluronic acid. I said it right, yes. We've got something from the Inky list, which is a Q10 serum. And we've got something which is a vitamin C serum from, I honestly have no idea. I don't speak this language. Mystery skincare products, yay. Now, if you're doing this properly, which you should, do not listen to me because I am altogether a moron. Don't slap stuff in your face one after the other. You want to go from lightest texture to thickest texture. So serums, lotions, and then creams. I'm going to put the Q10 on first. I'm going to tell you what you should do, and then I'm going to do what I do. Because I am not. I'm great at telling people what to do, not great at actually following my own advice. Little miss ain't done skincare in 2 weeks. Slap it on. What you should do is use your fingers to gently massage the serum in, paying close attention to problem areas. This is like anti-wrinkle, so around anywhere you actually show emotion in your face, you should gently massage it in. Then you wait a bit because you want to give each element of your skincare time to sink in and do the benefit. Nah, fuck that shit. Reason I'm doing vitamin C at night is because it can make your skin sensitive to sunlight. But mostly I'm doing it now because I've done skincare in 2 weeks. And I am literally just slapping this shit on. You shouldn't. You should. Before you have actives like acids and vitamin C and retinol, you should work out a calendar so you're not stressing out your skin. Yeah. Am I gonna do that? Am I doing that? No. Now we're gonna put the hyaluronic acid. I said it right again. This is Spanish. It's got hyaluronic acid and ceramides and other stuff. I am very much a proponent of single or dual ingredient serums. When you get serums and they say, we do everything, it just means that they might have a shit ton of ingredients, but they're gonna be at such a weak level of concentration that they will do jack fuck. It's better to get one serum that has one fucking thing in it and then put it on your skin, give it time to work, then layer up. Again, I'm not doing that, but that tends to work out better. The more you shove into a chemical matrix, the more compromised it becomes. It's kind of like, if I'm making an alcoholic drink and it's straight up vodka, that shit's gonna get me drunker than if I put a shit ton of mixers in. But if I put another alcohol in with vodka, I might have to put more mixer in to make it taste palatable, therefore diluting the effect. A lot of skincare is full of shit that just bolts it out. So good. So I've put serums on now. Now I'm going to put lotions. I'm literally just shoving everything on my fucking face right now. I've just realized it's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Lotions. What have we got? There's a lot of stuff here. No, that's toothpaste. We ain't putting that on our face. I made that mistake before. Okay, I don't have any lotions I want to put on my face. What I have got are gel creams. Well, I have a gel cream and a water cream. I have the Omega Water Cream from Inky List. When it was Amazon Day, I just bought a shit ton of stuff. This is lightweight and hydrating. If you're not sure what it is that you're slapping on your face, I mean consistency-wise, if you're not sure if it's a serum or if it's light or whatever, guidance can be found in the descriptive words that these fucking companies shove in their packaging. Lightweight probably means you put it in the earlier stages of your skincare routine. And I'm literally just shoving this shit in my face and I put way too much on. If you put too much product on your face, you can spend an age wrapping it in, or you can just take it down your arms. Behind your ears. Yeah. Just. Yeah, it's fine. It's not fine. My face is so fucking slick right now. The reason you don't want to put oils and balms early on in your skincare routine, if you're doing a stupid 10-step Korean, it's not stupid, it's just labor intensive. And my hair, the hairband is not going well. Because I talk with my hands a lot and I move my head around, it just clinging on for dear life and it's just giving up. If you put the oil and balms early on, it means that the other products can't penetrate. By using lighter consistencies first, it has a chance that you're not gonna just layer oil and then just have oil on your skin and then all the rest of your skincare sitting on top of that oil, unable to penetrate your skin. The best thing to do is to put the oils and the balms at the end, or to slag your face with Vaseline, because that keeps all the good stuff in and it stops it evaporating and keeps your skin nice and lubed up, kind of. Right, we just used a water cream, now we're gonna use a gel cream. How do I know that a gel cream has a thicker consistency than a water cream? It's in the fucking name. Gel cream, water cream. Have you ever put gel in your hair? It's thicker than water, right? Again, products can vary, but generally descriptive words will give you a little bit. You could go online and you could, what kind of gel cream am I using? I am using a Breathe Water Gel Cream. Cooling, soothing, hydrating. This is, again, this is another, it was on Amazon. Be careful when you buy stuff from Amazon, by the way, lots of fakes. Okay. My face is looking shiny. We be shining like a diamond. I'm not done. I mean, I should be done, but I'm not done. Because I ain't done no skincare and now I'm doing that thing. It's like, I haven't done my homework, so I'm doing it on the bus and I'm literally doing everything at once. What we're gonna slap on our face is thicker. But first we're gonna put eye cream on. I'll be honest review. A lot of shit about eye cream is bollocks. Unless it's stuff like, I've got a seaweed peptide eye gel with caffeine. Caffeine is great if you've got dark circles, but generally, while the under eye is delicate, gotta take the glasses off, can't see a fucking thing. I can hopefully see where my eyes are. I'll feel it out. While the skin under your eyes is thinner, it don't technically mean, it don't technically, it does not technically mean you can't use other facial moisturisers under your eyes. You just need to be a little bit more delicate. Can't slap it on under your eyes. Don't, on your, fuck, that's my cheek. That's fine, don't do that shit under your eyes. Be more delicate. Now, if you have sensitive eyes like I do, you might have issues. But if you buy sensitive products, you should be fine just using the same ones in your eyes. Unless it's a targeted product, as I said, caffeine, peptides, whatever, there's no real point spending a shit ton of money on an eye cream. You can also put Vaseline under your eyes. It feels horrendous, but it does keep that skin nice and hydrated. And now I've got moisturizer on my glasses and it's all smeary. Yay! I can't be asked to clean them properly because it's 1 a.m. and this is why I don't do skincare, because it takes fucking ever. It doesn't, it's just that I'm talking. Final stage, something thick. Like my arse. This is French. It's a thermal water anti-aging cream. I don't know what's in you. But I know the texture is very thick. It's almost like a cold cream in texture. If you've ever used a cold cream to take your makeup off, if you've done any stage work, stage makeup is awful for your skin. It's so thick. Film makeup tends not to be so bad, but stage makeup under those lights, oh, it's so fucking heavy. I mean, recently it's gotten better. You know, the formulations have definitely improved, but a lot of the old classical stage makeup that people swear by is thick as fuck. And it just sits on your skin and it looks great at a distance because you're on stage, the audience is right there in your face. It looks great at a distance, but oh my God, taking that shit off is appalling. It takes forever. So cold cream, remember what I said about oil breaking down oil? Or it doesn't really break it down. It's more like a boxing match. It's like, yeah, they're duking it out. It moves them around. It can make it slip. So you use cold cream. This moisturizer has that thickness to it. And that's why we're putting it on last. If I had put this on first, nothing would have gotten through it. Nothing. And it doesn't feel heavy. It just feels very, I can feel that something's on my skin. The reason I like a heavy last layer, it actually helps to keep all that other shit in. All the other stuff that we just slapped on really nearly is now lying under this thick cream and it's just gonna help it stay. Sometimes I would put a layer of Vaseline on my face. It's called slugging. And it just helps keep that moisture in. But it does really fuck up your pillow. It really does fuck up your pillow. So that is done, sort of. Am I done though? I should be done. I've used the heaviest thing. If you have put the heaviest product on your face, there's no point putting anything else on. Because nothing is going to get through those layers. You use the serum to prime your skin, or the toner to prime your skin, or the ampoule, whatever. And then you put subsequent layers on, and then you put a thick, protective, heavy moisturizer on. You can't put anything else on now. It's not going to penetrate. It's a waste of money. What you can do, and this is debatable, if your skin feels heavy, like mine does, you can get some hot water. It's below freezing. You have to wait for the hot water to come up. And you can emulsify it just a little bit. Adding water to moisturizer just thins it out slightly. So what this does, it thins out that heavy layer just a little bit. What will happen, the water will evaporate and it just feels a little lighter. I actually do this when I'm wearing foundation. If you want to have a nice natural finish, but you're using some fucking full coverage bullshit, first of all, don't do this with heavy foundations that turn to a powder finish. That won't work. If you're using full coverage foundation, but you want the finish just to be sheared out a little bit, but still have that coverage, just emulsify it down with a bit of water or moisturizer, and make like a tinted moisturizer, and you put it on top, and then you have to work it in. You have to use your fingers, don't use a sponge. It's the heat from your hands and your fingers that will help just take away that cast of a mask if you're using like a really thick moisturizer, foundation even. Any place that you need to have extra coverage, just use a powder foundation lightly. It's better to use a light covering of a powder foundation than to use a facial powder and then literally just cake yourself. If you are caking yourself in powder, this is the experience of someone who was a goth and had very thick foundation and a lot of powder. If you have caked yourself in powder but you look dead, your skin is just completely matte, and you want to revive yourself, make yourself look less like a zombie, less like you've been in a coffin for 10 days, just spray with water with a little bit of oil. The oil is the secret. You have to remember that your skin is not just in need of oil, it's in need of water. So if you spray with just water, the water evaporates, you get that powdery finish, it doesn't go away. You'll look great when you've like dampened it with water, but the minute it dries, it's just gonna be powdery as fuck. Adding a little bit of oil to your water means that it just retains enough moisture and oil to not look dead. Secrets of a goth. Now, I'm naturally pale anyway, but I would go full white. Heavy. But I hated looking like I was made up. Now, I'm lucky enough that I'm pale enough that white foundation didn't look extreme on me. But when you have a thick layer on your skin isn't happy and it will show up texture. Flat doesn't look good. So you know when you've got a textured wall and you use a flat paint, the shadows are very stark. If you use something that's got a bit of sheen, like an eggshell, it can actually diffuse. But if you use gloss, which is really shiny, it does show. You want to diffuse. You want a diffused glow. And water with a little bit of oil will just help that. So, the reason I was talking for a while is since I emulsified the top layer, that thicker moisturizer that was just sitting a little too heavy, Now that the water has evaporated, my skin still feels very moisturized. I can still feel the heavy moisturizer, but it's kind of settled in a bit. So my skin's touchable. I could actually leave the house now. I'm not leaving the house, it's cold. But yeah, I guess that would do. My fucking hair, it's so bad. Headbands. Headbands are just the worst thing in the fucking world. Now, what I could do now is I could slather my face in Vaseline. But I don't feel the need to because, again, I had that last moisturizer was so heavy. I am going to put a shit ton of Vaseline on my lips though, because that's how you stop having chapped lips in winter. Don't use something that's got beeswax. Beeswax can actually block your pores and cause those little blackheads and no. Vaseline can't actually block your pores. Now, if you buy Vaseline that has got shit in it, it might cause a reaction, but pure Vaseline is fine. Again, big old grain of salt. I am a moron. But in the morning, if you do put Vaseline on your face as the last kind of thing, you're going to have to do a double cleanse in the morning. You need oil to help break down that Vaseline, and then you're going to need a second cleanse just to get rid of everything else. If you do an oil cleanse and then you just rinse it and you don't do anything else, you're still going to have traces of oil on your skin. And I have plenty of oil on my skin. I need fucking water. I need moisturizer. Wow, my skin actually feels so much better now. Oh yeah, that's why we do moisturizing and skincare, because it actually makes it feel better. Oh yeah, it feels so much better. It feels bouncy. Yeah, so do this again. But maybe probably next time. Probably not though. So that is the skincare routine. Not quite. That's an effort. That's how not to do it. How not to do it. That's perfect. Now I'm going to brush my teeth and go to bed. No, I'm not. I will be in my bedroom, but we ain't going to bed. I am honest enough to know that I'm just going to fuck around for at least 2 hours. I fucked my sleep pattern so much it's now a $2 whore with an attitude. God, I look like I hate being blonde. I need to go back to being a redhead. Blonde just makes me look so pale. It's these fucking glasses make me look pale. I mean, not really, but with the blonde, I look moisturized. Very moisturized. Why do I keep hitting myself? Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you, yeah, let's not do that anymore. Anyway, skincare, yay! Yeah, if I actually post this, I'm going to be so embarrassed. I hope you sleep well. Because I ain't. There's water on my fucking phone! Because I tried to. Okay. You know how I said about the way they wash their faces in the fucking commercials? Don't do that shit. Water goes everywhere. Great. It's all wet. That's what she said. Hopefully, if she did say that, that's a good thing. So hopefully she did say that.